Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We'll start with a segment I not so affectionately call Waiting for President Godot. That's right, Waiting for President Godot. You already can't. How many year and a half are we away? How far is it away from presidential elections? And, of course, because of the Republican primary debate, you know, it's on a lot of people's minds. Who's going to be the next guy to replace the next girl or guy or whatever? Who's going to replace Obama? And, you know, it's like it's going to change stuff. Like it's really going to change everything about the universe. Well, no, it's not. There's still going to be humanity doing stupid things that we always do. Still going to be government doing horrible things to other people, including ourselves. And I don't mean to paint such a rosy picture, but really the rosy picture is the one you paint yourself in your own backyard, at your own home, with your own family, with your own community, in your church, synagogue, mosque, whatever. And it's not to say that I'm telling you not to go vote. I don't tell you what to do. That's not what I do. That's not my role and goal here. But just to relate things, perspective-wise, things that may be unpopular, but they need to be said. And today I'm flying on my own here. Super Don's on the highway. He can't drive 55. He and Sammy Hagar are hitting the road to parts unknown. We got no visual updates that I'm aware of today because he's got the pedal to the metal from what I understand. So if it's a Smokey and the Bandit time, leave Super Don alone. He's just needing to get somewhere, okay? Let him be. We're going to talk about all kinds of healing today. In fact, we got Dr. Rashid Bitar for some advanced medicine. We're going to talk about cancer and spirituality. Coca-Cola researchers fudging the stats on their own brand so that they can blame everybody for being fat and lazy. Had nothing to do with Coca-Cola. Also, brain regeneration. Is it possible? Can it happen? Could it be? We got at least five steps to reveal. At the FDA, they were going to curb the use of mercury fillings. What happened there? And was Shakespeare a stoner? That's just some of what we're going to do today, including questions of the day. But we have got some things to do. And if you'd like to call in and be part of the show today, different number today because Super Don's not here. And I want to give you that in just a moment. So be ready if you want to write down and be part of the show. I'll be flexible with you. But what is this Waiting for President Godot all about? Well, it's human nature to look for a leader, perhaps, that could do something different. A benevolent dictator, someone who is kind, someone who is loving, perhaps. Although the loving presidents we've seen in the past, a different kind of love we're talking about there. But who's going to be the guy or gal to replace the guy? And does it really matter? Now, most 9 out of 10 of you would say, of course it matters. Of course it matters. But how much does it matter? What is our litmus test for selecting a president? How many of you have a litmus, you know, if you're looking at candidates to vote for those of you who do vote, are trying to find the candidate that would least trample on your freedom, the one who would least do damage to your individual liberty? Is that a good litmus? Is that a reasonable litmus? And if so, you know, who would be your guy or gal based on that? Is that even a good litmus? Who would be least likely to trample on your liberty in terms of their running the government? Of course, there's a lot of things not in their control when they become president. They get to view the picture
of the assassination of JFK from many different angles that no one has seen before and says, any questions? Do as we say. You follow me? But we put so much emphasis and power into the presidency, into the executive branch, in violation of the separation of powers, that we are now basically electing a king or an emperor, whether you want to be doing that or not. Seemingly only Rand Paul has said some things about reducing the power and scope of the executive branch, but I don't perceive that even with his lineage and his constitutional knowledge, that if he were to be elected, that it would make a lot of difference, a significant difference. I mean, overnight, the heavens would open up and suddenly freedom will reign in America. We'll bring our troops back home from all the places they don't belong, because they're not there constitutionally, for instance. Defend our borders, the basic things, right? You know, what's in the Constitution, the enumerated powers. And then I hear a lot of people talking about Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson, another doctor, Dr. Ron Paul, Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, we could do worse. I mean, it could be another lawyer, right? That's what we need, more lawyers in the White House. Unless it was, of course, Jonathan Emort. But we have a Dr. Ben Carson, and he's been touted as, hey, he's the guy. He could do great. He talks a real good conservative game, doesn't he? Have you seen him? Have you heard him? Smart guy. He's not a dummy. Yet when it comes to the question, the litmus, would he be a guy that would trample on your freedom? Would he stomp on your individual liberty? A lot of people say, no, he's a conservative. He doesn't like big government. Until you get to the question of vaccinations. What would Ben Carson do, right? Medical doctor, neurosurgeon, got to be a smart guy. That's kind of why we're going to do some brain regeneration stuff he doesn't know. He said it good in the Washington Times, the 11th of October, 2013. He says, Obamacare aims to make all of us subservient to the government.
Sir?
It was never about health care. It was about control. Did I hear Super Don? You're not... Super
No, actually, this is Ben Carson calling in.
You're not supposed to be here, dude. What are you doing here?
No, this is Ben Carson. I heard you talking about me, and I needed to call to defend myself. So.
Okay, Dr. Ben Carson, you said something good about Obamacare. You don't want us to be subservient to government.
Yes, it's me. I'm largely MIA today, as you know.
You're freaking me out, dude. What are you doing here?
That producer has been on the road and on the go, and was able to actually find a good signal with a battery sort of working as I was dodging a flash flood.
Oh my God!
I've never experienced before.
You're going through monsoons, aren't you?
I saw it coming, and I didn't get the worst of it, but managed to get a piece of it. And I'm still in the land of cacti.
Oh my God!
Which we had somebody figure that out yesterday. So all I'm sorry to interrupt, but I wanted to jump in here for a few minutes when I could.
Okay.
And interrupt you, Ben.
I want to kick your tushy and get you back on the road. You've got a destination to get to.
I do. And once I get there, it's going to be a whole different situation here. But I appreciate the patience of the host who had to pretty much do everything on his own today.
Yeah, I got no op-ed. I got no Super Don. I'm getting no love. You know, it's like, where's the love, right? And everybody's just abandoned me.
Well, you'll get plenty of it here in a few days, I promise.
I just need a hug. That's all I need. Is that too much to ask? I just need a hug.
I'm not going to be able to drive all the way to Florida. I can't. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, but you'd probably be thorny like a cacti anyway. Well, I appreciate it. You want to hang out for a couple of minutes? We're getting through the segment one here. I wanted to get to the punchline of Dr. Ben Carson here, right? Because a lot of people are high on Ben. No pun intended. We've got a cannabis update, but... He said the right thing about Obamacare. We don't want to have people be subservient to government. Yet, about face, Groundhog Day, this year, 2015, on Newsmax, he says no one has the right to refuse mandatory vaccinations. There you go. A good conservative, small government. Yeah.
No debate here. He's one of those guys, unfortunately. But he says a lot of other stuff, though, that, you know.
Well, my little girl just tried to break into the studio. Is listening to the show. She comes in and she says, you said you needed a hug. It was just a metaphor.
We'll see.
You can come back and give me a hug. It's okay. You can give me a hug. It's very cute. I'm thinking she's coming in like my iPad doesn't work or, it's like, I'm just coming to give you a hug. And mean old daddy says, you know, waves her, get out of the studio. I'm on the air. This is the kind of crazy day it's been, Super Don.
Well, thank her for me. See, I just gave you a hug by proxy.
All right, hug by proxy. Well, you can come back on the commercial break. Give me a hug, little girl. Appreciate you. So anyway, that's it. Waiting for President Godot. There isn't one that's going to bring or restore liberty to you. You have to do it for yourself is the point. Stop looking for a political savior. Whether you want to vote or not, that's up to you. I've gone on the record with my perspective on voting. About putting yourself in a situation where you're subject to their jurisdiction because they always want more. And, you know, a case in point, you know, we got Ben Carson, physician, vaccinologist. He serves on the board of a vaccine company, Vaccinogen. He's the chairman of the board and a member of Vaccinogen's medical advisory board. Got conflicts of interest, Ben Carson? So, like
what's
he said,
he gonna say, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course you don't have to take these vaccines, right? So that's what I'm saying. Conflicts of interest abound. And that's what's intriguing, of course, about I'm not endorsing Trump, but, you know, the guy claims he can't be bought, but he buys everybody else, which is interesting. He's buying off who knows who.
Yeah, he's owned by his ego, unfortunately.
Sure, ego-driven, we know that. And then we got the jail time in California for adults who are vaccine refusers, if SB 792 passes. That's the adult vaccine mandate. Again, coming back to Healthy People 2020, we put the link out, I believe, in yesterday's show. That's a goal to make mandatory all adult vaccinations as well as childhood vaccinations with no philosophical or religious exemption. And you think voting for the next president is going to make a hill of beans difference while Vaccinogen and Merck and GSK and are buying off the politicians on the federal and state level? You follow me here? You've got to decouple. You've got to withdraw your consent, and you've got to live your life differently. I know I sound like preacher man today, Super Don, but I was ready. I was ready without you.
Preaching it. You know, the thing I would throw in there is that, yes, okay, so they say that you're going to go to jail, right? Mandatory jail. Do you really honestly think that if thousands and thousands of people just said no, they're going to put everybody in jail? I'm not encouraging people to have yourself put in jail. But, you know, it's something to think about, at least considering concepts.
Well, that's the whole divide and conquer scenario. They get you to think that you're the only one that thinks this way. When there are thousands, perhaps millions, even those who are pro-vaccine, who think, no, that's outrageous. They would think it's a conspiracy theory, except you can read the bill. And you can read Healthy People 2020. We got the PDF linked up. Check it out, naturalnewsradio.com, robertscottbell.com, all the links. Of course, GCN, our syndicator. Super Don, are you hitting the road after this break or what?
Let's talk on the break and figure that out.
All right, we'll do that. Everybody, check it out. Tell your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show, will you? Cannabis update coming next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Tell you what I've been doing a lot of. Won't be any surprise. CBD. Yeah, cannabidiol, absolutely. Today has been a heavy CBD day. I've been squirting my plus CBD oil from Cannavest a lot today. So, no thanks to Superdyne, who's on the road.
Hold on a second. If you think about it.
Yeah.
Because I have been out of reach today.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Cannavest.
Okay. I was going to do that anyway. All right. Yes, very fun.
Promote CBG. I'm doing my part.
Cannavest.com. It's time for one of those updates.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back. What's up? All right, we get to do a little history with you, Superdyne. While you're going down the road, I don't want you doing the THC variety because you'll be going 5 miles an hour instead of 75 miles an hour. And we need you to get to your destination on time. Safely, of course. But news out of Stratford-upon-Avon. If I said that wrong, my wife's going to get me. But Shakespeare was a stoner, evidently. William Shakespeare. Now, we're one of the few shows that knows William Shakespeare was not William Shakespeare, thanks to our good friend, also a historian, Liam Sheff. If you've read his chapter on Shakespeare in Official Stories, I would recommend it highly, and no pun intended, but yes, recommended it highly. They found a bunch of pipes, clay pipes, on his evidently on his property, and a bunch of them had traces of cannabis in his pipes.
What
was Shakespeare smoking? Or William, what was it, De Vere, maybe? We don't know who was doing it, but somebody on his property was utilizing it, along with tobacco and some other things.
To spliff or not to spliff? That is the question.
I had never heard that. Was that a Cheech and Chong thing?
No, no. That's what he said. I think he engraved that on the pipe, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Professor Francis Thackeray of the University of Witwatersrand, who headed this study, writes that several kinds of tobacco were known to early 17th century Englishmen. The earliest specimens of nicotine and coca leaves may have been imported by explorers Walter Raleigh and Francis Drake, respectively. So they actually had some of the pipes had coca leaves in them. So they were doing all kinds of things.
Stoners and cocaine.
Opium. opium addicts. I don't know how refined it was.
Isn't that coca leaves? Isn't that cocaine?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, they do a lot of things from coca leaves, opium poppy, all that stuff. But there's a lot of relationship. And actually, there's good medicine in homeopathic form. But if you think about Shakespeare and the creativity to write like he did, I don't know. What do you think? Cannabis might have helped a little?
Listen, if you look at all of the artists and the musicians and all the people that are into real just creative geniuses, mm-hmm. a lot of them got those inspirations while on certain substances because it opens up a door or gateway into different planes of thinking.
Well, the THC, CBD, and all of that seems to be fairly harmless. I don't know about other things like the psilocybin. I've not been using ever, so it's hard for me to comment from experience on these things. And some people experience it so they can write about it. But it's incredible how many years this goes back. Cannabis, a journey through the ages. We have another link up to ancient-origins.net. And they're looking at this thing going back to hemp rope dating back to 26,900 BC.
Holy cow.
Yeah. What's that? 27, let's see, 27 plus 2, no, 29,000 years?
Wow. What was the caveman guy in the cartoons? Remember in the comic strips, the caveman guy?
They had one. I think it was called BC as a comic book.
Yeah, okay. Another one I was thinking of. But yeah, okay. Right. So what, cavemen were stoners too?
Yep, evidently. And it was commonly, basically back at 12,000 years ago. They used it among humanity's oldest cultivated crops in Central Asia, Mongolia. The other ones were going back to the Czech area of Europe, southern Siberia. I mean, this is a plant that has been used beyond antiquity. I mean, prehistory, pre-recorded history, you've got the evidence of this plant. And yet in the last 50, 60 years, it got demonized. And again, by the very government that you think is out to protect you from themselves, which they're not. They're out to protect the interest, the economic interest of global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, Ben Carson included.
Huh.
So there you go.
So easy a caveman can do it.
So easy a caveman can do it. All right, go get some Cannavest, CannaVest.com. Ask your local mom and pop health food store to get the CBD from Cannavest. Let's spread this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty worldwide, much less around your neighborhood, where it can do the most good as you learn to grow again or teach others to grow again. Whatever it is, if it's hemp, it's not legal in most places yet, so be careful. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, all better now. I got my hug from my 10-year-old, and I appreciate all the virtual hugs from all over the world. They are appreciated and felt, too. We send a virtual hug to Super Don. Pray for his tushy. He's going to be on it for the next 10 hours, hitting the road constantly to get to his destination in time. So what a surprise that was. Here we go. So extra CBD for me. I'm going to take a little bit of EMF detox. EM fields, electromagnetic radiation, other forms of radiation too, homeopathically addressing them. You see what's going on out in the Pacific Ocean? It's not just starfish, but I mean whole whales, seals everywhere. No coverage of that. It's only about Donald Trump and Megyn Kelly.
Nobody's who's talking about that, even in talk radio. And you know, and Liam Schiff knows this also well, when nothing's being said about it, it means there's some major stuff going on. It's when they start talking about other things and manipulating, those are really distractions from some pretty serious stuff, especially for my West Coast friends on the Pacific Ocean. There's some real things. I mean, if you want to go deep inside and pray on this, by all means, do so. I don't know what can remediate what's happening out of Fukushima to the point where it won't impact all of us. And that's why taking extra selenium is important. We're going to get to that in a moment. A few more things on the history of cannabis that are fascinating to me. First recorded use as a medical drug, a medicinal drug, they call it that, occurred in 2737 BC by the Chinese Emperor Shen Nung. He documented its effectiveness in treating rheumatism pains and gout, right? For those of you who have experienced benefit of pain reduction, look at that. Only 3,000, 4,000 years ago, they were figuring this stuff out. Widely used in China, every part of the plant, the root, the stem, rope, paper, leaves of flowers for medicine, seeds for food and oil. And some of them actually in ancient Egypt knew about its benefit for the eyes, particularly with things like glaucoma, interestingly enough. This plant, we did, you know, after 25, 30,000, who knows how many millennial of use of this plant. And in just, you know, a few short decades, the Western Americanist Bubacanus said, no more, this plant has to be outlawed. How manipulatable were we in the 20th century and a little bit into the 21st? And are you going to be manipulated into believing that there's a political savior this next election cycle? We'll still talk about it. Don't worry. I'm not going to ignore it. But I tend to like to go a little deeper into this. This is a, you know, one of those signs to remember. You know, we're spiritual beings having human experiences. And then another favorite saying of some friends of mine, don't sweat the small stuff. And then the follow-up to that is, it's all small stuff. At the same time, the world seems to be coming apart at the seams, or at least the people on it. So we got to find ways to laugh as well as grow our own food and teach others to do the same. And, you know, with that, I take some time occasionally to answer questions from you guys and girls out there all over the world listening. And I appreciate you being here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof. It's much appreciated. Right here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, it's question of the day time. And it's kind of like a part two from yesterday. Because who was it that answered asked a question? It was Fiona. Right, Fiona. I couldn't get to her. And she said, hi again. Why don't you sing me a song, Hello Again. Right? Do me some Neil Diamond right now. I could use that. Hello again. 1-877-317-6432 if you want to sing to me right now. 877-317-6432. It's a different number today because Super Don's on the road. 877-317-6432 if you want to call it. This is from Fiona. Hi again. Three more questions. Which probiotic and prebiotic should I take? There's so much out on the market. Which one do you recommend for someone who has chronic reoccurring vaginal yeast? Okay, well, we want to get the gut under control. That's why we talk about the silver aloe protocol. The silver directly utilized intravaginally can neutralize the yeast growth, the yeast infection, within 24 hours, two or three sessions, if you will. If you can put 2, 3, 4 ounces, whatever you can take, elevate the pelvis, allow it to remain in 15, 20 minutes, and then drain out, literally within 24 hours, it's done. But we want to restore integrity to the terrain as well. So probiotics, prebiotics, that's a good idea. Whether you do a local suppository, vaginal, or we look at the GI tract and do it that way, oral use of probiotics. And I use Dr. O'Hara's. I do. I still do. I've got assurances that we're not dealing with radioactivity, but I'm going to get somebody on to validate that as well, because I know everything's from Japan. It is a genuine concern, right? I'm not saying it's not. But I get mine from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. And not only that, but something else that Fiona asks about. But remember, the silver aloe protocol precipitates the healing of the lining itself. So when you put even what I would consider less than perfect probiotics, or less than the best, you'll get more benefit out of whatever you decide to use when that gut has integrity again. So that's an important aspect of this. So number two on the list, I have a blood test and my platelet counts are high in the 400, 500 range. Doctor did ultrasound of my organs and everything is normal. Could it be the inflammation from the fibromyalgia? Well, typically if you have, you know, white platelet count higher, of course that's indicating some form of infection. And of course infection accompanied by inflammation. So it's all in play. I always think of the homeopathic remedy phosphorus when I think of inflammation and even infection and fever. I don't know if you have a fever. If you're dealing with a chronic thing like fibromyalgia, you tend not to have fevers because your immune system has been compromised over time. So look at the silver hydrosol as an immune modulator. It facilitates the efficiency of white blood cell count, so perhaps that will drop back down. But chronic inflammation, something that can be countered with omega-3 essential fatty acids, turmeric, you know, other things that we use homeopathically. I mentioned phosphorus already. And I would like to think that you're also now utilizing CBD. If you're not in a full-on legal state, the CBD is available in all 50 states. Go to your local mom and pop health food store and ask for the plus CBD oil that I get from Cannabis. Number three on Fiona's question list, which selenium brand should I use that is considered whole food? Because it's hard to get selenium in foods. Soil doesn't have it. That's right. So the innate response formula, that's the professional side of Megafood, is what I use. I don't sell anything. But Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com has the selenium that I use. 50 microgram tablets. In fact, I took three this morning. I've taken 300 micrograms so far today. I've taken six of those tablets. Because if I'm under additional stress, I know, you know, you use the minerals when you're under stress. And that's one of the fastest ways to counteract the things that happen when your minerals are depleted. Bring that selenium back in. Absolutely bring that selenium back in. So that would be good. So thanks, Fiona, for your questions, and I look forward to hearing from y'all again, whoever you are out there. Now, this is a very cool story out of Natural News. And speaking of brain, you know, we talked about CBD, cannabis, we've talked about it, PTSD, a lot of relations to the brain, neuroregeneration, interestingly enough. And this article, Jonathan Benson, staff writer at Natural News, says your brain is capable of producing new cells through neurogenesis. And he lists five ways to improve cognition. Five ways to improve cognition. Number one on the list, exercise. Right? That's what Coca-Cola wants you to believe is the answer to their drink. But exercise. You exercise your body, your brain benefits. Endorphins released, endocrine system is functioning more. All of these things impact on brain health, and you just feel better. Right? There's a lot of reasons to exercise. It's almost a no-brainer. Again, no pun intended there. Meditation, number two on the list. I could have used some of that today. Not a lot of quiet time to get to the meditation part, but that's my bad. I'll make amends. Benefits of meditation, well established. No matter what religious belief you have, you can go into a quiet, prayerful solitude, if you will. Silent, quiet, you know, introspection, if you will. Focus on a spiritual leader that you have a great love for. That always brings that peace in, and that can help the brain to regenerate and nervous system to regenerate as well. Day or night. Not while you're driving, Super Don, keep your eyes open. Or if you do it, keep your eyes open. Number three on the list seems real obvious, diet. Eating right. But of course, the neurologists, other than, you know, Dr. David Perlmutter, maybe Dr. Joseph Maroon, I don't know how much Sanjay Gupta is into eating well for your brain, unless he's a friend of Perlmutter, which he might be. You think about the brain being 60% fat, you need lots of fat. And we have been avoiding fat in America for far too long. In the West, fear the fat. It's going to kill you. It's going to give you a heart attack. No, it's going to give you a healthy brain. And you're going to live a long, healthy time with full cognition. Because you're not only embracing omega-3 essential fats like EPA and DHA, but even saturated fats. If from animal sources, please, clean, grass-fed type things. Things we talked about with Dr. King last week. Omega-3 fats, of course, too. And CBD is going to help the brain. That's part of your diet. It's part of my diet now. Sleep. I don't understand this number four. This is, again, to enhance neurogenesis. Number four, there's three things. Sleep, sunlight, and sex. That's what he says on this thing. How is that? Why isn't that four, five, and six? I don't know why he put them all together, except it was just a nice alliteration. Three S's. Have fun with words. That's my addition. Have fun with words. That helps your cognition, helps your brain. But sleep deprivation reduces hippocampal neurogenesis, throwing hormone balance out of whack, right? Get your sleep, kids, teenagers, son. Get your sleep. Now that school's back in session. Natural sun exposure, good factors for neurogenesis, including vitamin D production. And if you are old enough to have this, it's called sex. It reduces stress while boosting certain levels of feel-good transmitters in the brain. Oh, and number five, this is interesting. That's where I was. I knew I was bringing up the mushroom psilocybin because number five on the list was psilocybin in cannabis. And I understand because I've researched now the THC and CBD, the benefits for the brain, not detriment, but magic mushrooms, I don't know. And I'm a little nervous about it, I'll be honest with you. I know some people use them for enlightenment or for whatever part of the religious practice. I'm not here to judge you on that. I just don't know enough about those long-term ramifications. I know it's not LSD, right? That's a whole different CIA-derived synthetic. That's not what I'm talking about here. So anyway, check that out. And there's a story about a guy who lost most of his brain. I don't know if I have time to get to that. Probably not. But he still pretty much functions. He's got a bit of a lower IQ, but fully functional. I might have to talk about that on the other side of this break. Also, for those of you who go to clinics to get a birth control shot, I've got a story for you. You better look at the medical records if you're relying on birth control from a local clinic. It's a shocker what happened to this lady. And, yeah, her child. Yeah, you know, we'll explain what happened after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive high Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm thinking on the brain issue, one of the things listed, if I added number six, the trace mineral silica. Remember we talked with the researcher, what's his name now? I'm just going blank. There's just too much going through my head. I apologize. Go back into the archives. Oh, by the way, Super Don's behind on the archives, but you can get them fastest through our syndicator, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. And, of course, eventually they'll be divvied up around the World Wide Web everywhere else as well, including iTunes. And they'll be there eventually, including some of these archives I'm talking about now reference the aluminum toxicity and Alzheimer's and neurodegradation. And we talked about silica. It was reversing this by binding to the aluminum in the brain and starting to pull it out. Very good news. And silica is one of those missing elements in neurological health in terms of neurological integrity. And all vascular integrity as well, and all skeletal integrity, and all connective tissue. But the nervous system needs the silica big time as a source of this concept of a silicon chip, if you will. So that's another addition to that. We got spirituality and cancer. We got Dr. Batar coming up, advanced medicine. And then this story, really a strange one. Mom sues after birth control shot turned out to be a flu shot. She was going in Seattle to a clinic, and she was expecting to get a Depo-Provera shot, if I'm not mistaken. That's made from pregnant horse mare urine. That's what they used to do for menopause until they found out it caused cancer. Evidently, they do these shots to stop a female cycle so they can't get pregnant. And she expected she was getting that injection. She came back every 3 months, but on that return visit, they found out she was pregnant. She's like, how is that possible? You gave me a Depo-Provera shot. And she went and saw the records. They informed her, oops, we didn't give you a Depo-Provera shot. We gave you a flu shot. And now her daughter, Sandra, is 3 years old. But evidently she's very sick. She already had two girls. She wasn't wanting more children. And Sandra was born with a genetic disorder called unilateral perisylvian polymicrogyria.
and has motor and speech impairments. Now, what, she's suing them for wrongful life. It's an interesting suit. Not that she says, I love my daughter. That's not it. I have her, but I wasn't supposed to have her, she says. And now she's got tremendous medical conditions. I'm just wondering if she could add to this. Well, probably not, because it's the CDC's recommended schedule, so she can't sue the vaccine maker, too. But think about it. If she got a flu shot and then got pregnant shortly thereafter, how many micrograms of mercury were in that shot? And how likely it is that these birth defects that her third child was born with, who she does love, she says she loves her, how much of those birth defects were related to the mercury in that shot? Thinking that she was fine to, you know, go about doing her business. You know what I mean? So, the end of this article, Neighbor Care Health CEO and Executive Director Mark Second states they will, quote-unquote, learn from this situation and feels great empathy for this lady. And then, of course, KIRO, which was reporting on it, I don't know if this is a snarky comment or a comment to salvage vaccines, but it really annoyed me. At the end, the last statement of this article basically says, at least she did not get the flu. Really? You know, you want to reach through and slap the reporter for KIRO for writing that. That's supposed to be funny? Injected with how many micrograms of mercury? And it's on one level, yes, there's a new life, although the life is greatly injured, perhaps, by the very shot that they didn't know they were giving her, that they found out later, oops, we screwed up, we gave you a flu shot instead of a Depo-Provera shot. Interesting. Well, be careful. You go to these clinics. You probably want to read the label. If you're going to get an injection of anything, much less a vaccine, you want to demand that you see the lot number that it's coming from, read the insert, and don't just expect that they're going to give you what they say they're going to give you. Now, I'm not saying they intended to do this, but man, oh man, you enter into the medical realm. You're taking your life in your own hands unless you try to put your life into the doctor's hands. And outside of being Humpty Dumpty, falling off the wall and getting put back together again, not a real good idea. Do remember the arnica, please, and the silver. Next hour, Advanced Medicine, Dr. Rasha Bitar, Cancer and Spirituality. I think that's where we'll kick it off. Mercury fillings as well. Stick around. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.